If our conversation about video games has left you feeling a little burnt out, consider this. American kids spend an average of 7 hours a week gaming, which is an awful lot of playing. But grown-ups who work inside the industry play up to 10 hours a day before they leave the office, and some of them go home to play more video games. What effect does that have on your brain? We asked game producer Mark Nesbitt.
It makes you look at the world as if it's a video game. Driving is a perfect example. Almost every time I drive, I think of it as a video game, which is kind of scary. Actually, the worst car accident I ever got in, it was really early in the morning, and I was hungover, and I was driving, and I was actually thought this to myself 5 minutes before I got in a car accident. I thought, I'm really good at video games, and driving is just like video games, and therefore I'm really good at driving. I'm really good at driving. And then I pulled out into traffic and got T-boned. If you play video games all day, then you're constantly being berated by both the visuals and also the sound effects. Especially if you're a tester and you're just stuck in this video game world and it's just all you have is sound effects just channeled directly into your head. I'd go out for drinks after work, walk around the city and hear pongs and cleans under everything. Every dive bar had video strip poker or big buck deer hunting or golden tea. I was surrounded by sound effects. I started making strange involuntary noises in my free time.
Dong, dong, fleep, fleep, bulu, bulu.
More than once I left the bar because I couldn't take it anymore. I'd go home, sit in my quiet apartment with the lights out, eventually turn on my PS2 20 minutes later.
So you went home and it just ended up turning your PlayStation on. Was it that you couldn't take the silence?
It wasn't so much not being able to take the silence as just wanting to play video games. I mean, I work with people who don't want to play video games when they get home because they've been playing it for 8 hours a day. I'm not that way. I love to play video games, and I look at it like I want to play a game that I want to play rather than a game I've been forced to play for 8 hours. I was playing this game called Unreal Tournament pretty much every night for a couple hours for about a year and a half. It's a first-person shooter. It was online multiplayer, and like 10 guys on 10 guys playing Capture the Flag with space weapons and all this stuff like this. But they had something called a translocator, and a translocator would basically attach to your wrist, and it was kind of like a frisbee that you would shoot out, and it would go about 50 yards, and it would transport you to wherever you just threw the frisbee to. So you could do it like throwing on top of a building, and then right-click, and you'd be on top of the building. And I was walking. I just left work. I was going to meet some friends, not far enough for a subway ride, but a little bit farther than was comfortable to walk. And I was walking down Broadway, and I thought, I really wish I had a translocator right now. It's just, I mean, that's what everybody who makes video games tries to achieve, is to get you to constantly be thinking about it and constantly wanting to play it and be in that world. And I mean, in real life, I can't jump on top of a building, but in this particular video game, maybe I can. And I can't drive a car and smash into cop cars, and I can't blow things up, and I can't gun down people with an AK-47. And I mean, I could, but that's not really who I am. But it's fun to do in a video game.
And when you get in a car wreck, it doesn't actually hurt your car.
Yeah, exactly. There's no repercussions, except maybe tendonitis.
Mark Nesbitt's reminiscence about testing games appears in the book Gamers. Jonathan Mitchell produced our story. Coming up, a young Iranian-American novelist comes to terms with her origins.
I'd never written about Iran or Iranians until, you know, one of my teachers said, why don't you just write about what you know? And I thought, ugh, what a dreadful cliche. But then that was the only thing I could write a whole novel about.
Porochista Kakpor is ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International. Stay with us.